is Zanette. She's mine, and this is Muriel.
Terry Trujillo's family has been facing an ordeal that would be familiar to a surprising number of Americans. Holding back tears, she remembers the moment she had to explain to her adopted nephew that his severe learning disabilities, memory problems, and behavior issues were the result of fetal alcohol syndrome.
Like the little boy said, well, what's that? What do you mean? And it's hard to sit there and tell a child it means that your mother drank alcohol while you were in her stomach. And to see their face because they know what's wrong, he understands.
Trujillo is raising five of her sister's young children. They've been living at her home in San Fidel near their native Laguna Pueblo since their mother went to jail over drug and alcohol charges 7 years ago.
The social service came and gave them to me. No warnings, no help. Just here's kids, they need to be raised, and that was all that was provided for us.
Trujillo knew her sister had a long history of alcoholism, but at the time she took in the kids, she didn't know those drinking problems had caused permanent neurological damage to three of them. Finding that out, Trujillo says, was a long and confusing process that started when the kids went to school.
There was behavior issues, and such as hitting and biting, and just stuff that children didn't do at school on an everyday basis, and I didn't know how to handle them. Spankings didn't work, and I was just at my wit's end. I didn't know what to do.
Teachers and school administrators tried to discipline the kids for acting out in class, but that just made things worse. Doctors diagnosed them with depression and post-traumatic stress disorder, but the medications weren't working.
And I knew something was wrong, and I knew they had to have help. But there's no resources here in our native communities.
Fetal alcohol syndrome, also called FAS or FASD, is a global public health problem that cuts across racial and economic lines. The most recent federal data shows 2 out of every 1,000 babies in the U.S. are born with FAS, and researchers say the actual number is much higher. But many families have a hard time tying their kids' problems to prenatal alcohol exposure. And even though FAS is a condition that's been around for many thousands of years, it wasn't until the 1970s that doctors identified it as a unique medical condition, and experts are just beginning to understand how FAS works.
The biggest problem, of course, is being able to identify the FASD as its own disorder and understanding what the cause of developmental delays is. Right, so
that's Julia Stephen, a neuroscientist at UNM's Mind Research Network. She says right now, doctors have to be able to prove the mother was drinking while pregnant to tie the many potential problems a fetus can experience to alcohol exposure in the womb. But that can be hard to do. Lots of kids with FAS are being raised in the foster system, where the mother's identity and drinking history are often unknown. And even when doctors do know who the mother is, they have to wade through fear, guilt, and deep social stigmas that can keep moms from being forthright about their drinking habits.
Well, good morning. You remember when you were here before we did things a little differently? We went and did a medical evaluation.
Lou Cody is a child clinical psychologist at UNM who specializes in diagnosing alcohol-related developmental disorders. She's part of a team of New Mexico doctors working with a grant from the National Institutes of Health to try and unravel some of the many mysteries surrounding FAS.
If a mother comes in and the question is, did you use alcohol, cocaine, methamphetamines, any of the illegal drugs, they will acknowledge using methamphetamines, they will acknowledge use cocaine, they used marijuana, they absolutely deny using alcohol. And it is primarily because our culture has done a good job of educating that alcohol causes problems for the fetus, but we haven't done a good job of changing the mother's behavior. You know, which is the critical part.
Cody says alcohol is one of the most damaging substances out there for a developing fetus, worse even than hard drugs like heroin and methamphetamine, and the consequences are permanent. Less than half of kids diagnosed with FAS will be able to live independently in the long term. Back in San Fidel, Terry Trujillo says she knows her sister didn't understand the damage she was causing her children by drinking while pregnant. Still, she's had to struggle with the fact that the kids' conditions could have been prevented.
You have to mourn the loss of that healthy child, and you have to realize that it's brain damage and it's never going away.
But things have come a long way for Trujillo and her nieces and nephews. Because she got a diagnosis early, she was able to get the kids into specialized learning and behavior treatments at a young age. Those treatments have completely turned things around for the family.
And they're happy. They run around outside smiling, laughing, and it's great seeing them really flourish in their education and their behavior, and knowing that one day they're gonna succeed with themselves and with who they are.
The kids' performance at school is better today than it ever has been. They're reading, catching up with math, and this year Trujillo's youngest niece, Zanette, tested out of her special education classes. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.